This is a Public News Service Daily Newscast update for Thursday, February the 15th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The death toll rises in the nation's latest mass shooting, and a state lawmaker there calls for action beyond thoughts and prayers. Also on our rundown, the U.S. Supreme Court to consider the DACA appeal, and a new study says U.S. elections are vulnerable to hacking. Now our top story, 18 people were shot to death, several others wounded Wednesday at a high school in Parkland, Florida. The Sun Sentinel quotes Broward Sheriff as Scott Israel as saying those killed included both students and adults, with two shot outside the school, one in the street, and 12 inside the school. A coach who used his body to shield students was among three who died at the hospital. The Sentinel says the suspect was identified as 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, who had been expelled from the school. He used an AR-15 rifle and had multiple magazines. The sheriff said Cruz's social media accounts contained material that was very, very disturbing. Meantime, our Tramell Gomes reports a South Florida lawmaker is calling on his colleagues in the state legislature to do more than just extend thoughts and prayers in the wake of that latest mass shooting.
Democratic Representative Chevron Jones of West Park took to Twitter to extend his thoughts and prayers for the students, teachers, and staff impacted by Wednesday's shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Broward County. But he later called on Florida House Speaker Richard Corcoran and Governor Rick Scott to do more by offering solutions.
I think it would be great if the governor, the speaker, and the Senate president could immediately release dollars into our school districts to partner with their local sheriff's associations to do active shooting training within our schools.
Scott immediately traveled to the school to be briefed, and President Donald Trump sent his condolences to those affected.
According to Every Town Research, a nonprofit that tracks shootings and other incidents related to gun safety near U.S. schools, there have been at least 17 other incidents involving a gun fired on or near a U.S. campus in 2018. And Eric Tegedoff reports a bill introduced in the Idaho House could reduce gun violence in domestic abuse situations.
House Bill 585 would make it a misdemeanor for people who have been convicted of domestic violence within the past 2 years to buy or possess a firearm. Federally, it is illegal for people convicted of domestic violence to own a firearm. But State Representative Melissa Wintrow, who introduced the bill, says the state doesn't have a way of enforcing that ban. The Boise Democrat says women are 5 times more likely to be killed when a gun is present in a domestic violence situation. She says enforcement of the federal law provides good evidence that a similar law in Idaho would protect families.
We see an 11% reduction in intimate partner homicide perpetrated with firearms. We see a 17% reduction in intimate partner homicides of women perpetrated by firearms. And the most significant, we see a 31% decrease in homicides of male children.
The bill currently is in the House Judiciary and Rules Committee. Similar measures have been passed in 28 other states and the District of Columbia. In a bipartisan effort by lawmakers, Utah became one of these states last year. Idaho lawmakers have rejected gun restrictions in the past, saying they violate the Second Amendment.
A full hearing on that bill is expected in the next few weeks, where some of the survivors of domestic violence and children of domestic homicide will share their stories. The Supreme Court may decide Friday if it will hear oral arguments in the government's appeal of a federal court's order for a nationwide halt to the Trump administration termination of DACA.
A federal district court in Northern California issued a nationwide preliminary injunction in January. It said the repeal of the program that allows undocumented immigrants who arrived as children to work and attend school without fear of deportation was illegal. In a rare move, the Trump administration has sought to appeal that decision directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. According to Trudy Rebert, an attorney with the National Immigration Law Center, the High Court will be holding a conference on the case this Friday.
We don't know if they will decide whether they're going to take it then, but they may. They ordered the briefing on an expedited basis so that they could decide whether they wanted to take it up.
On Tuesday, a New York court also ordered a halt to the termination of DACA. The Trump administration argues that its repeal of DACA is legal. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
And in case you're wondering, DACA stands for Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals. And finally, when Texans cast a vote March the 6th in the state primary, how will they know if their ballot is secure? Mark Richardson reports a new study warns that most states, and particularly Texas, have done very little since 2016 to ensure that no one can tamper with their election results.
A Center for American Progress study finds that 4 out of 5 states have some voting systems that are vulnerable to foreign interference or hacking. The study gave Texas a grade of D. Danielle Root, lead author of the study, says America's next election could be up for grabs.
With what we know about Russian interference, we cannot be taking any chances for the upcoming election. States need to be ready now, and they need to make improvements now. Otherwise, we risk running into the same problems as we did in 2016.
She says U.S. intelligence officials recently warned Congress that hostile nation states such as Russia, China, or North Korea are likely to try and penetrate U.S. election infrastructure again in 2018.
Root says changing to paper ballots may seem like a step backward, but until computerized electronic voting machines can be made hack-proof, it's the only way to make sure our elections are secure. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.